Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Gimel. Today's shir is sponsored by Shragi and Ellen Brill. It's chusur for Shalema for Yonah Leib ben Chaya Fega, and also sponsored once again by Avishai and Elisheva Newman. It's chusur for Shalema for Chaim Naftali ben Frumit Freida, as well as for Sarah Freida Bas Chaya. They should all have a refuah Shalema v'soch shar chola Yisrael. So we're holding a daf Beis Amud Beis. We're all the way back at the words Omrim Lefanav Ribono Shel Olam, and the first words on the line about 10 lines before the end of the page, and we're in the middle of the discussion at the end of days that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with the Umas HaOlam, where he challenges them why they haven't been engaged in Torah. So we're going to learn today the taina that the Goyim have, that they never really had a chance with Torah, and what exactly Hashem's response is going to be to them. The Gemara is going to tell us that the Umas HaOlam are going to question whether Klal Yisrael was actually ever really Mekayim the Torah, and we're going to try to find Edim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to try to find proper Edim to testify that in fact Klal Yisrael was Mekayim the Torah, and ultimately it's the Umas HaOlam themselves that are going to have to give that testimony. Then the Gemara is going to tell us how Hashem at the end of days is going to give the nations of the world a second chance to be able to be Mekayim the Torah, specifically with a mitzvah kala called Sukkah, and how exactly they respond to that. The Gemara is going to have two possibilities of when is the only time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mesachik al Briyosav, that Hashem sort of laughs at his creations. Then the Gemara is going to have three different sources that Hashem doesn't have schok at all after the Chorban, that once the Chorban Veis HaMikdash happened, there is no schok with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara is going to tell us Hashem's daily schedule, three different opinions of what Hashem's nightly schedule is. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to have three different mamarim about learning Torah, about the value of learning Torah, and a little bit about a couple of different shittos about why it is that humanity are compared to fish. So a lot of agadata today, but let's begin with Omrim Lefanav Ribono Shel Olam. So now the Umos HaOlam say to the Ribono Shel Olam, Omrim Lefanav Ribono Shel Olam, Klum Nasata Lanu V'lo Kibal Nua, did you ever give us the Torah and we refused to accept it? Meaning we could defend ourselves for not learning Torah. Meaning in yesterday's Gemara we learned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ultimate taina in the Umos HaOlam is Klum Yesh Bechem Magid Zos, is there any amongst you who learns Torah? So their response is going to be, you never offered us the Torah. Of course we would do it if you would offer it to us. Can they really say they were never offered the Torah? Doesn't the pasuk say Vayomer Hashem Misinei Bav Zarach Miseir Lamo Uksiv Elokam Teman Yavo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes from Seir and from Teman? Well, my boy b'Seir, my boy b'Paran. What's he doing in Seir? What's he doing in Paran? It's interesting that Achron discuss why it switches from Teman to Paran. What exactly that's all about? The Rabbeinu Elchanan says that the gears of the storm was my boy b'Seir, my boy b'Teman, but Tosfos raises the question, Teman and Seir are really the same thing, because Teman is from Seir. The pasuk says in Sefer Avadia that it's the same. So some have my bayi b'Seir, my bayi b'Paran, and that seems to be the girsa of Rashi. So it's some sort of girsa issue. But what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing somewhere else? Some Rabbi Yochanan Malamin Shechzir HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Kal Uma V'Lashon V'Lo Kibluah. No, this teaches us, this is the famous Maamar Chazal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went around to all the other nations of the world and they wouldn't accept it. He did offer the Torah to all of the nations, Achaba Eitzel Yisrael v'kablu, until finally he came to Klal Yisrael and they were mekabel the Torah. So it doesn't make sense that the Umos HaOlam would be able to say that you never offered us the Torah. He did offer them the Torah. So what exactly is their defense going to be? Elahachi Amri, this is what they're going to say. Klum kibal nua v'lo kiyam nua. Were we ever mekabel the Torah and not mekayim it? Meaning our taina is that we weren't mekabel because we knew that we wouldn't be mekayim it. You can't ask us, why weren't you mekayim the Torah if we were never mekabel it? So says Gemara, val da tevartun. That exactly is their undoing. Amai lo kibal tua, because they should have been mekabel it. So that doesn't make sense that would be their defense. Ella kachem l'fanav. Rather, the defense is going to be as follows: Ribono shel Olam, you want to have a taina on us that we weren't mekabel the Torah? Well, what did it take to get Klal Yisrael to be mekabel the Torah? Klum kafisa aleinu har kegigis. Did you ever hang the mountain over our head and threaten us to be mekabel the Torah like you did to Klal Yisrael? Lo kibal nuen. Did we refuse under such conditions? Kemosh asisa liYisrael. You did such a thing for the Jewish people. D'chsev v'yisyatzvu b'sachti sahar v'amr avdimi barchama. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu hung the mountain over their heads. And he said to them, if you accept the Torah, it's wonderful. And if not, this is where you're going to be buried. Miyad Omer Lama Kodesh Baruch Hu Harishon Nos Yashmi Unu. So Hashem's response to that is, how come you didn't force us to be Mekabel the Torah? As he says, let's see what would have happened had I forced you to be Mekabel the Torah, because we have an Evan Bochin. We have a way to test what would have happened, because there are seven mitzvos that you were forced to be Mekabel, that you have to do. Let's see how you did on those seven, and then maybe that will be that will be Megala on the Klal Kula, will be Megala on what you would have done had you had 613. Those seven mitzvahs are your Mekabel. Where exactly were you Mekayim those? So that ultimately is a Kodesh Baruch Hu's response. Now, on the issue of Kaf Aleim Har Kegigis, Tosfos in Masechta Shabbos Daf Peches raises the question, why did Kodesh Baruch Hu have to be Kaf Har Kegigis? They already said Nasa V'Nishma. Nasa V'Nishma sounds like it didn't take too much arm twisting. We were very much willing to be Mekabel the Torah. So Tosfos suggests that Kodesh Baruch Hu was Choshesh that they're going to change their minds, that when they see the Eish HaGadola, that their neshama flies out of them, and the Eish HaGadola, the terrifying experience of Kabbalah HaTorah, that maybe they would change their minds. So that's why you have to be Kofar Kigigas, meaning the initial acceptance was willingly, but just to make sure we don't back out on it, was Kofar Lehmar Kigigas. The Tanchuma, the Medrash Tanchuma says that no, the Kfiyah was needed to be Mekabel Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebichsav was Nasa V'Nishma. Torah Shebal Peh, which requires Yegiyah and Omel and Tsar, meaning you got to work through Masechtas like Shavuos, you know, Torah Shebal Peh is much more challenging. So for that, we needed a Kaf Aleihem Har Kegigis. That we weren't so eager and excited to accept the Torah. Now, if that's the case, the Mefarshim raised the question over here, according to the Medrash Tanchuma, the kfiyah was only on Torah Shabbat, so what exactly is the tain of the Yumas Ha'olam that they deserve schar, because they wanted to be Mekabel the Torah and would have been Mekabel the Torah if it was Kaf Aleihem Har Kegigis? HaKadosh Baruch Hu only did that for Torah Shebal Peh, not for Torah Shebichsav. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response to the Yumas Ha'olam should have been, yeah, and where exactly did you accept Torah Shebichsav? Meaning Klal Yisrael still has a leg up on you. So that's what some of the Acharim suggest, that the tain of the Umos was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have been Kof for them to be Mekabel Torah Shebichsav, the way he was called for Klal Yisrael to be Mekabel Torah Shebal Peh, or maybe that the Torah Shebichsav is meaningless without the Torah Shebal Peh. So what would it have done for them? What would it have done for them anyway? We learned the Bible also. We studied the Bible also. The whole point is that we don't do Torah Shebal Peh. That's what it's really all about. That changes the whole nature of the study of Torah Shebichsav. So that's ultimately the title of the Umos. So says the Gemara, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response was, yeah, is going to be rather, and you didn't fulfill the Sheva Mitzvos. How do we know that they didn't fulfill the Sheva Mitzvos? Where do we ever see that? The Tanya Rav Yosef, Amad Ve'yimod Yedaretz Ra'a V'yater Goyim. Ma Ra'a, Ra'a Zayin Mitzvos Shekibla Alein B'nei Noach V'lo Kimum. We saw the seven Mitzvos that B'nei Noach were Mekabel, and they did not fulfill it. Kivan Shelo Kimum, Amad V'yitirun Lahen. Since they were not Mekayim, they were not Mekayim these Mitzvos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Matir these Mitzvos for them. Itguri Itgar, Imkein Matzinu Chate Niskar. Is that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu works? He gives us a mitzvah, and then when we fail to do it, Hashem says, okay, fine, you don't have to do it anymore. Then a chote niskar, a person sins, he's going to benefit from sinning. So I'm Marbred Ravina, Lomar, Sha'afal Pisha, Mekayim lo son, Ein Mekaben Aleim Sachar. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the rules on them. They still are obligated to do the Sheva Mitzvos, but now, even if they do the Sheva Mitzvos, they're not going to get rewarded for the Sheva Mitzvos. Frek the Gemara, is that true? That the Umos Ha'olam aren't going to get rewarded for the mitzvos that they do? V'lo v'atanya ha'ira meir omer minayin shafilu ovid chavim osik b'torah shu k'koin gadol. Even an ovid chavim who's osik b'torah has a status of a koin gadol, you respect him like a koin gadol because he has Torah. So tamul omer asher yasa osam ha'adam v'chai b'hem. When we talk about those who learn Torah, it's ha'adam v'chai b'hem. Kind of believe in Yisrael lo nemer. It doesn't say Jewish people. It doesn't say kind of Levim in Yisraelim, Ela Ha'adam. It says Ha'adam, which sounds like all of humanity. Halamad Shafilu of Chavim Osik B'Torah, Hareu Kekoyen Gadol. That even Novid Kochavim that learns Torah is like a Kohen Gadol. So how could you say that the Umos Ha'olam don't receive schar for their mitzvos? We see that they receive great schar for learning Torah, so much schar that they're treated like a Kohen Gadol. Now, the truth is not exactly the same thing. So Talmud Torah is different than the Sheva Mitzvos. None of the Sheva Mitzvos are Talmud Torah. The Tosfos writes over here, Shafilu Avichavim Vosik Petorah Pirish b'sheva mitzvah shalehem. That it has to be talking about learning the Torah of the sheva mitzvahs. Because the halacha is, Tosfos points out, the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, dilu b'shar mitzvah, minim b'sanhedrin shperek dal mitzvahs, ovid elilu mosik b'torah chayiv misa. An ovid chavim that learns Torah is chayiv misa. So there's no way we would treat him like a kohen gadol. He shouldn't be rewarded for his learning of Torah. He's not allowed to learn Torah. He's chayiv misa for learning Torah. Torah tziva lanu Moshe morasha kilas Yaakov. The Gemara says, al tekri morasha. Elama orasa, Klal Yisrael is erisin with the Torah. A guy learning Torah is like being with an Ashes Ish. He's chayiv misa for such a thing. So the Gemara has to be talking about learning the Zayin mitzvahs. Oh, so that's a chelik of the kiyum of Zayin mitzvahs, right? That's the discussion in general, that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah has two kiyumim. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is valuable in its own right, but it's also, the Beis Halevi writes, also a hechsher mitzvah for each of the mitzvahs. So someone who's chayiv in the mitzvahs is obviously chayiv to learn the Torah of those mitzvahs, to be able to know about those mitzvahs, and a guy is included. So that makes sense why the Gemara is now asking on the Zayin mitzvahs from Talmud Torah, because the Talmud Torah we're talking about is the Zayin mitzvahs. That's what the Ramah points out, that even though women are pater from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but since we have this idea that anytime a person does a mitzvah, this is what the Beis Halevi understands, that anytime a person does a mitzvah, he's obligated to learn about the mitzvah so that they could do the mitzvah properly. It's at least a hechsher mitzvah for the mitzvah. So the mitzvahs that are nogos lahem, the mitzvahs that are nogea to women, certainly they have an obligation to learn about. So the question that contemporary posts can deal with is to what extent? To what extent? So that brachos are nogea to them, so should women just learn some kitzur book on hilchos brachos, a list of what brachos, or maybe they should learn mesechos brachos with all the rishonim, learn it properly and really know what to do. Okay, so that's up for debate exactly. But the point is that when you have a mitzvah to do, you're certainly supposed to learn about the mitzvah. So this is the challenge, that the Ovdei Chavim are, that it doesn't make sense that the Ovdei Chavim are not going to have schar for the Zayin mitzvahs. We see that they do have schar for the Torah of the Zayin mitzvahs. El lomer lecha, rather must be telling us, no, she'im mekabin aleim schar k'mitzuva v'yosa, el k'misha einu mitzuva v'yosa. Of course they get schar for the Zayin mitzvahs, but how much schar? So they don't get the same schar as a mitzvah v'yosa, only the same schar as someone who's not commanded in the mitzvah, which is a lesser schar. Counterintuitively, it's a lesser schar. One would have imagined that it's a greater schar when one volunteers a mitzvah that they're not commanded to do, but it's a lesser schar. Dam Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina's famous maimer comes up in Kiddushin, but come a few places, gadol mitzvah v'yosa, yoser misha einum mitzvah v'yosa, that it's one gets greater schar when they're commanded to do a mitzvah and they do it, more so than when they are not commanded to do a mitzvah and they do it. So that cannot be the taina of the Ovdei Chavim, because Hashem has an obvious answer to that taina, meaning their taina that had you just given us the Torah, we would have done great with it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, you wouldn't, because you didn't. You didn't do great with the Zayin mitzvahs, and because of that, I had to change the rules of the Zayin mitzvahs that you only get schar of an eino mitzvah v'yosa. Tosfos over here, point, number of interesting Tosfos over here. Tosfos points out, gadol mitzvah v'yosa, we'll work our way backwards. Gadol mitzvah v'yosa, he says, why is it that gadol mitzvah v'yosa? Pirish mipneshu doeg tamid levatel yitzro l'kayim mitzvahs boro. Why is it that you get greater schar when you're mitzvah to do a mitzvah? Because there's a certain lachat, there's a certain pressure. You know, there's a certain, the expression that you're working with the house's money, that you know, when you have no pressure, things, life is much easier. When you're the underdog and no one expects you to win, it's very easy. But when there's a lot of pressure and everyone, there are high expectations, life is much more difficult. So that, in that way, mitzvah v'yosa gets greater schar because he has to face the pressure of the expectation of doing the mitzvah. Whereas an ein mitzvah v'yosa is just doing it on his own. Other Rishonim suggest, the Ritva writes in Maseches Kiddushin, no, gadol mitzvah v'yosa is for a much simpler reason. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us mitzvahs because that's what he wants us to do. So if he's mitzvah a man in Yeshiva Besukah and in Tekiah Shofar, he's not mitzvah a woman in Yeshiva Besukah and Tekiah Shofar, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't really want it that badly that a woman should do Tekiah Shofar and Yeshiva Besukah. If he wanted it, he would have asked for it. And therefore, we get greater schar, because it's clearly a greater fulfillment of the Ratzon Hashem when one is mitzvah v'yosa. So another point over here, that we say that a guy who learns Torah is like a Kohen Gadol. Of all things, to compare someone who learns Torah, who otherwise would not be respected, why a Kohen Gadol? So Tosus points out, because the Torah, it says, is more precious than pearls. Vidarshinan, the Gemara in Horios Darshins, what does it mean? Mipninim, mi Kohen Gadol hanichnas lefnai v'lefnim. More precious than the Kohen Gadol, who goes lefnai v'lefnim. Gabe mamzer tamachachem kodem Kohen Gadol amar, it's avlov l'chav mosik patara, who kick Kohen Gadol. And he says, yeah, it's yukarahi mipninim, it's even more precious than a Kohen Gadol when you're talking about a Jew, even if he has bad yichus, even if he's a mamzer. If it's a guy who's learning Torah, he's just like the Kohen Gadol. He's not more precious than the Kohen Gadol. But that's why we dafka use the mashal of the Kohen Gadol. And another point that Tosfos makes in the earlier Tosfos, how do we learn that that even Rovid Chavim Zosik Patara, because the Pasuk says that Asher Yasa Osam Ha'adam V'chai Behem, and Ha'adam must be a reference to all of humanity. So Tosfos points out it's a blatant stira, because the Gemara darshins that Ovdei Kachavim are not metame ba'ohel, that Mesei Atum, non-Jewish dead bodies, are not metame ba'ohel, because the Pasuk, when it discusses, Tumas Ohel says, Adam ki yamus ba'ohel, and we darshan atem kriyim Adam, ve'inu masolam kriyim Adam, that we are called Adam, but the masolam are not called Adam. And yet over here, we darshan the exact opposite, that because he uses the term Adam, we assume it means all of humanity, and not just the Jewish people. So it also suggests maybe there's a difference between Adam and Ha'adam, maybe there's a difference between Ben Adam. Other Rishonim suggest maybe it's a machlokas asugyas. What are you supposed to learn from the word Adam? That might Chazal, that ain't of the Chavim Kriyim Adam has been used by anti-Semites as a show of Jewish racism, so to speak, that we view ourselves as superior, that only we are human and of the Chavim are subhuman. That's obviously not what it means. It doesn't mean that they're subhuman. Everyone is B'Tselem Elokim. There's a certain Rav Asher Weiss, I just heard him speak recently, was saying that he has many, many rayas that the mitzvah to love people is not only a mitzvah of loving Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, you have to love like family. But there's a chiyuv to love all of humanity, which is a pretty stunning thing to say. But he had kama v'kama rayas that's in fact the case. So certainly not subhuman, but there's something about the term Adam that specifically relates to Klal Yisrael. Okay, whatever the explanation is. There's also a fascinating discussion in the Achronim over here. What would you conclude from this Gemara? You know, there's a discussion. Is one supposed to encourage Ovdei Kochavim, encourage Umos Olam to fulfill Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach? Should we encourage it, or should we like let them do what they do, and if they don't fulfill Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, so they'll suffer the consequences? So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Melachim, Tziva Moshe Rabbeinu Mipia Gvura Lachlof Es Kol Boi Olam Lekabel Mitzvahs Shenestavu Bnei Noach Vekol Mishalo Yikabel Yehoreg. Tosfos Chagiga says it's a mitzvah to be Melami the Goyim the Sheva Mitzvahs. So Gilyon Yashas wonders on the Sefer Karbon Chagiga that it says that even according to the Ramban, who holds that Bnei Noach are mitzvah to set up dayanim, and that's bechlal the mitzvah of dinim. So they're chayiv and gneva gzela no, you know, all these dinim that we have. If it could be that it's still usher for Klal Yisrael to teach these dinim, that they're supposed to learn it by themselves. So the Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes that the girsa that's quoted in the Gilyon, that there's a mitzvah to teach them Sheva Mitzvos, is not a proper girsa in Tosfos. I mean, that Tosfos in Chagiga that says we're supposed to, it can't be a proper girsa. There's he says that it's in fact it's aser to be malamid. Where would he get that from? He says it's from our sugya on the pasuk amad vayimodi deretz ra vayater goyim ra zayin mitzvah shekibla leminenoch velokimum, and since they're not mekayim hitirin lem. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want them to be mekayim the Sheva Mitzvos, because that's ultimately going to be Hakadosh Baruch Hu's response. That's going to be his taina in the end of days. Otherwise, the Umas Ha'olam are going to win the argument in the end of days. So that's what the Rabbi Yaakov Emden says. No, we're not supposed to encourage fulfillment of the Sheva Mitzvos. Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva in Yardei Chel Gimel Simin Pei Tes. He quotes the Bach and he says that who says not to encourage them. He says not mistaver at all. Pashtos is like Tosfos, that it's mutter to teach them the Sheva Mitzvos. It's a mitzvah to teach them the Sheva Mitzvos. Meaning, what does a mitzvah mean? A mitzvah means it's the Ratzon Hashem. It's what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. And what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants from the Yom HaSolem is the Sheva Mitzvos. So whatever we can do to facilitate that, so Matov Manayim, that's good. We're supposed to try to facilitate that. I think the Lubavitcher Rebbe made a big campaign about that, about encouraging the Yom HaSolem to fulfill the Sheva Mitzvos. Anyway, back in the Gemara, Alekach Omrim, Ha'ovdei Chav Mitzvah HaKodesh Baruch Hu. The Chavim are going to say to HaKodesh Baruch Hu as follows. Ribbono Shalom, Yisrael Shekibluha, Heichon Kimua. What the real challenge is going to be is, are the Jewish people so great? Meaning you're going to tell us that we're at fault because we haven't fulfilled the Sheva Mitzvos. Have the Jewish people fulfilled the Taryag Mitzvos? Amalam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Meid Behem, Shekimu Es HaTorah Kula. I'll be made that, yes, Hashem says, I myself will be made that they fulfill the entire Torah. Amalam Lefan of Ribbono Shalom, Klum Yesh Av Shemeid Al Beno. Does that help? Can a father be made on his son? D'chsiv, Bini B'chori Yisrael, by your own admission, Klal Yisrael is your son, your pasul Eidus. So how is that a good enough Eidus? So Amalam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shemayim Va'aretz Yidu Behem, Shekimu Es HaTorah Kula. Let the Shemayim Va'aretz be made. They were here throughout all of history. They can be made that Klal Yisrael fulfilled the Torah. Amrim Lefan of Ribbono Shalom Shemayim Va'aretz Nogin Be'edusan. They're Nogea Be'edus Shemayim Va'aretz Shenem Arim Lo Brisi Yom Vlai Lechuk Shemayim Va'aretz Lo Samti. That if not for the Torah, then Shemayim Va'aretz wouldn't exist. Amrim Shimon Lakish Ma'i Dichsiv Ayer Va'ivoker Yom Hashishi. What does the pasuk mean when it says Va'yer Va'ivoker? Not Yom Shishi, but Yom Hashishi, at the end of creation, it's Yom Hashishi, Melamit Shis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'aseh Bereishis, Va'amar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it tonight with all of the initial creation, and he said, Im Yisrael Mekablenes Torasi Mutav, if Klal Yisrael accepts my Torah, wonderful, Vim Lav, Ani Achzir Eschem L'Tov Vavohu, and if they don't accept the Torah, I'm going to turn the whole world back into nothingness. So you see that Shemayim Va'aretz has a lot at stake over here. Ma'idichsiv, Va'amar Chizkiya, Ma'idichsiv, Mishmayim Mishmata Din Eretz Yer V'Shakta. If it was afraid, why was it silenced? And if it was silenced, why was it afraid? Meaning those seem like two opposites. Initially, Shemayim Varetz was afraid. Are we going to survive the opportunity of Kabbalah Satorah that Klal Yisrael faces? Because if they say no, then forget it. We are gone. In fact, some of the Achronim ask that forget about Kvuraschem. If you don't accept the Torah, the whole world is gone. It's not only the Kvur of the Jewish people. But then they calmed down when Klal Yisrael ultimately accepted the Torah. So therefore, they are not proper Edom. Shemayim Va'aretz are not proper Edom either, because they are Nogea Be'edus. Tosus points out, Hare Raya Gedol Shekimu Sha'are Shemayim Va'aretz Kayamimim. Tosus says, you don't need Shemayim Va'aretz to say any Edus. Just look at the fact that they're still here. So isn't that the Edus that Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah? Because if not, then they wouldn't be here anymore. So says, Yeshom Den Choshem Bezua Raya Denav Meir Albano. No, they're only still here because Hashem left them here. That just means that Hashem is saying that we've kept the Torah, and we've already passed Hashem le'edus about Klal Yisrael, because Hashem is the father of Klal Yisrael. Furthermore, says Tosfos, Yesham Shem Kayam Mashe Kiblu, Kedamrim Yisrael Mekablim. Now, for Shemayim Varetz still be, or Klal Yisrael just had to be Mekabel the Torah. Fulfillment of the Kiyum of Shemayim Varetz is not dependent on the fulfillment of the Torah. So it could be, yeah, the Yom HaSolem admit that we were Mekabel, but they don't admit that we were Mekayim subsequently. So Shemayim Varetz's presence is not going to be a Raya at all. And then the next Tosfos, Yom Hashishi, Tosfos says, yeah, that works really well, this Drasha of Yom Hashishi, that it all depends on the day of Kabbalah HaTorah, which is the sixth day of Sivan, if you hold that the Torah in fact was given on the sixth day of Sivan. But that is in fact a machlokas. What do you do with this drasha, Yom Hashishi, if you hold that it was this seventh day of Sivan that we were given the Aseret HaDibros? Even if you hold that it was ultimately given on the seventh, the sixth day of Sivan still was a meaningful day, the day we were supposed to get it, the day that before Moshe Rabbeinu added a day, something special about the sixth day of Sivan, even so, there's what to darshan anyway. There's a question also in halacha. Klum yesh av shemeid al bano, the tain of the Yom HaSolem. Can the father be made about his own son? So is that a valid taina in halacha? I mean, there is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that generally speaking, on a daraisa level, eidecha nem bisurin. If someone comes to you and tells you this meat is kosher, and he seems like a religious Jew, you're allowed to believe him that the meat is kosher. But in order to allow someone to be a shochet, they made a takana derabanan for someone to shecht meat that he needs what's called a kabbalah, that he has to have someone who tests him, who trains him, and who is able to check that he knows how to shecht and that he knows the hilchos shechita. And then when he has a kabbalah, then we'll allow him to be a shochet. So typically, when someone has a skill like that, a shochet, a mohel, something of that nature, a father will teach that to a son. Very often, that's the way it gets handed down. A father teaching to a child. So what if someone has a kabbalah, but it's from his own father? So there's extensive discussion in the Achronim whether that's a valid kabbalah, or if someone has smicha. So you want to go to him for your shailas. He has a smicha. It says yora yora, that he's allowed to pask in shailas. But the smicha is from his own father. Do we say klum yesh av meir al beno? Can you trust such a thing that a father is going to be made for a son? So there are three tainas that Achronim give as to why it might be mutter. First of all, is eidachanem bisurim even applies to a karov, and therefore father can work. Second is because it's only a takana midrabanan that you need a smicha, that you need a kabbalah. Really, on a daraisa level, you're allowed to trust anyone who has the chutzpah to paskin that he probably knows what he's doing. He probably knows how to paskin. It was only a din midrabanan because we were afraid that people aren't going to be able to communicate well. It's a sugi in the beginning of Masechta Sanhedrin, and also because it's something that's also lehizgalos. If the person is an amaretz and he's going around passing his shailas, so one day someone's going to ask for an explanation, you know, or they'll ask him to start writing shailas and tshuvas, and they'll see that everything he writes is ridiculous, that nothing makes any sense. So it's also lehizgalos. So that's why some of the achronim suggest that maybe it's mutter. Minig is, I think, that even someone whose father is a very great talmud chacham, they go get smichas from other places also, because it at least looks a little fishy that a person's only smicha and kabbalah or whatever is only from his father. So by moelim, I think they don't get from other places. They do go, the fathers do train sons, but I guess that's really asur l'sgalos. They'll go to the pediatrician, you know, one time, and it'll be asur l'sgalos that the guy doesn't know what he's doing. So Amar Lema Kodesh Baruch Hu, Michem Yavo V'yud Ben. So Kodesh Baruch Hu ultimately responds. He says, you know what? Who's going to testify that Klal Yisrael is mekayim the Torah? You, the Umos HaOlam, yourselves are going to testify. Be Yisrael Shekimu HaSatorah Kula. Yavo Nimrod V'yed B'Avram Shalavet Avot Zchavim. Let Nimrod come and testify about his experience with Avram Avinu and whether he was willing to do Avodah Zarah. Yavo Lavan V'yed B'Yakov Shlo Nechshar El Gezel. Let Lavan testify to Yaakov's honesty. Tavo Eshes Potifar V'teyed B'Yosef Shlo Nechshar El Avera. Let Eshes Potifar come and testify about Yosef's willingness to violate Gilead Arayas. Yavo Nebuchadnezzar V'yed B'Chanani Mishol V'Azariah Shlo Shtach V'Litzelem. Let Nebuchadnezzar be made that Chanani Mishol V'Azariah were not Mishtachve to the Tzelem. Tosus points out over here the Tzelem of Nebuchadnezzar was not really an Avodah Zarah. It was some sort of statue that they made for the covenant of the Melech. And that's why it says by Avram Avinu Shlo Avod Avodah Kochavim. They'll let Nimrod testify that Avram Avinu was not over Avodah Zarah. By Chanani Mishol V'Azariah doesn't say Avodah Zarah. It says Shlo Shtachvu L'Tzelem. And that makes sense because the Gemara in Ksubas Dav Lam Gimel says Il Molei Nagdu L'Chanani Mishol V'Azariah Polchu L'Tzelma. Had they punished, had they physically afflicted Chanani Mishol V'Azariah, they would have been mishtachve to the Tzelem. Well, how could that possibly be true? You're not allowed to be mishtachve to the Tzelem even under tremendous physical pain. That a person has to give up his life and has to give up tremendous physical pain rather than violate Avodah Zarah. It's interesting, Tosaf over there in Ksuba says, but you do see from there that physical pain is worse than death. That sometimes terrible yisurin are even worse than death. And it could be that anything that's yehareg v'al yav, anything that's ya'avar v'al yehareg, that you're allowed to violate rather than get killed, you're probably allowed to violate rather than suffer physical pain. The difficulty is figuring out what exactly does that mean. How much pain is pain? Meaning, let's say, I don't know, someone is dying and you're a bone marrow match or something for them. So, you know, it's not even, nowadays, they do stem cells. So what does it take? A little needle in your arm for a few hours. So, I can't suffer physical pain. I have to, what do you mean? So that's probably a chiyuv, no? So what exactly, where do you draw the line on pain? That's a very, very difficult thing. It could be that it's daf dafka talking about when it's persecution. So you don't know when the pain is going to end, and you don't know, you know, it's a persecution from an outside force. Anyway, yavod dar yavish v'yayid b'daniel shelo bita lasetvila. Let dar yavish come and be made in Daniel that he wasn't mevatel tvila. Yavod beldar ashochi v'tzofar anamasi v'alifas atimni v'yayidu b'hem yisrael shakimu es haTorah kula. Let them come and be made that klal yisrael is mekayim the Torah. Shenamar yitnu edem yitzdaku amru lefanav. So yitnu edem yitzdaku. That's referring to the umos ha'olam giving the edus, even though we said in yesterday's daf that that's actually a reference to klal yisrael, not to the umos ha'olam. Amru lefanav ribono shalom. So the Umos Olam, one last chance. They say, give us one more chance with the Torah and we'll do it this time. We'll do a better job. You fools. You made your own bed. You know, when a person works hard on Erev Shabbos, so then he'll be able to enjoy a nice Shabbos. If you didn't plan to have nice food for Shabbos in advance, you're not going to have any food on Shabbos. So the Yom Shekula Shabbos is La'asad Lavo. Here the Umos Olam arrive at La'asad Lavo. They did nothing to earn anything, so it's too late. El Afal Pikein, Barakosh Barakos Berov Rachmav says, Afal Pikein Mitzvah Kali Yeshli. I have one easy mitzvah, the Sukkah Shema, called Sukkah, Luchuva Asu Osa. Do that one mitzvah. I'm not giving you Taryag, I'm giving you one. Let's see how you do with the mitzvah of Sukkah. How could it be that there's a mitzvah lasalavo? Isn't the time to do mitzvahs only in Olam Hazeh? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very kind and isn't overly demanding on his creatures. Okay, but why does he call Sukkah a mitzvah kala? What makes Sukkah more of an easy mitzvah? Mishum delas bechesron kid. That, you know, what we consider hard mitzvahs are the mitzvahs that cost us a lot of money. Sukkah doesn't cost a lot of money. It used to be that to build a sukkah, you'd go scrap up some wood from the forest or something, and you'd put together a sukkah. That was back in the days when Jews knew what to do with the wood. But now it's a more expensive mitzvah because you have to buy the prefabbed whatever that costs thousands of dollars. But it used to be that it was considered the cheap mitzvah. So miyad kol echad ve'echad, we have the mahadrin schach that has to, you know, so there used to be schach was just some wood. So now it's miyad kol echad ve'echad notel v'holich v'osa sukkah b'rosh gago. Now, so right away, everyone went and they made a sukkah b'rosh gago on the rooftops. V'akadosh Baruch Hu makdir aleim chamu b'tkufas tamuz. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out the sun like it was the middle of the summer. He made it very hot. V'kol echad ve'echad mevait b'sukkas v'yotzei. And each of them kicked their sukkah and walked out of the sukkah. Shenemar ninatkas mosusemu v'nashlichim menu avasemu. So says the Gemara, wait a second, makdir? V'amartin HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tshunim b'riyosav. I thought we just said that the whole purpose of Hashem giving them another chance was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reasonable with his creations. How could he then take out the sun b'tzkufas tamuz? That's not reasonable. So the Gemara explains, v'shem d'yisrael nami zimnin d'mashkulu b'tzkufas tamuz ad chaga. You know what? It's not always comfortable in the sukkah. Sometimes even on sukkahs, it's a little cold, it's a little hot. That happens sometimes. Vavalut tzara, and sometimes it is a little bit of a tzara to sit in the sukkah. So it's not considered babitrunya. Vamarava mitzar patim in the sukkah. Frankly, Gemara, but wait. But if we are mitzar in the sukkah, we're allowed to leave the sukkah. Mitzar is patim in the sukkah. Sakura Kodesh Baruch Hu hold the umas holim to a higher standard in the mitzvah of sukkah than he holds us. So says Gemara, yeah, nihi de patr bu'ute mi mivati. So it's true that we're patim from sukkah, but we don't kick the sukkah on the way out. The Gemara Masech HaSukkah says it's like based on the Mishnah there that it's like an eved that comes to be to fill a kos for his master, and the master takes the keton and shofcha al panav and he throws it on his face. The Gemara actually has a discussion over there what it's like. Mi shofech al mi, is it that the master's throwing the water in the eved's face or that the eved is throwing the water in the master's face? This is what the Hasidic poskim discuss, because there's Yerushalmi that's quoted by the Rama that says kolapatim and adavar valseyu nikra hedyo. So the Rama in Hilchos Sukkah says if one decides to sit in the sukkah, even when it's raining, even when he's mitzdar, even when he's pater, he's nikra hedyot. So, meaning it doesn't sound like it's a positive thing. But by many of the chassidim, by the Lubavitcher certainly, but by many other chassidim also, they have a masor from the Baal Shem Tov that you always sit in sukkah no matter what, that even when it's raining. So they suggest that maybe it depends on mi shofech l'mi, that if you view it that the eved is pouring the water in the master's face, so then chas v'shalom, that's a chutzpah, you're not allowed to do that, so you can't sit in the sukkah. But if you view it that the master is pouring the water in the eved's face, face. So we should take the humbling experience of being slapped in the face and still serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what they say from all the different rebbes, that yeah, halavai, I should be a hedyot. I wish I could be a hedyot. But pashtus in halacha is that it's not a good thing to be a hedyot. You're not supposed to be a fool, that a person's supposed to leave the sukkah. But when we leave the sukkah, we're not supposed to be boet in the sukkah on the way out. Miyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Mesachek Lein. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a good laugh about this. Shneimer Yoshev B'Shamayim Mesachek. Am Rav Yitzchak Ein Tzchok Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ela Osa Yom Blvad. Hashem has waited a long time for that tzchok. That tzchok is the only time that there's ever tzchok Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ever sochek, which makes it sound like, you know, if a person is Mahu Afata, that we're supposed to be very much like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're supposed to imitate his midos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gets one day of tzchok at the very end of days, that a person is supposed to be super serious. So the Gemara is going to explain, no, it's the only time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu laughs at somebody. Laughing with somebody, that he does every single day. A person has to have a little bit of levity in his day also. A person isn't always supposed to be so super duper serious. A person shouldn't be a clown either, but there's a proper balance, as we'll see. Some have Rabbi Yitzchak's teaching in the following context. That the of the Chavim are going to come and be Megayr Las Lava when things seem to be working well for Klal Yisrael. We're not allowed to be makabel gerim when things are going great for Klal Yisrael, because we have to assume that they're doing it because things are so wonderful and they just want to join the winning team. They're getting on the bandwagon. For that very same reason, we weren't makabel gerim in the days of David or Shlomo. No, they're going to act like gerim. They're going to, start doing all these mitzvahs. Kivin Sharon Milchemes Gog Magog. They're going to see Milchemes Gog Magog is about to begin. They're going to say, why are you coming to attack? We're attacking against the Jewish people, against Hashem and Mashiach. So all of these fake gerim are going to throw off their tzitzis and their tefillin. They're going to run away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Mesachek. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to sit there and laugh. Shneimer Yoshev B'Shamayim Mesachek. Amar Rav Yitzchak Ein Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzchok Ela Osa Yom Bilvad. That after we separate those who are serious from those who are not, you know, the ones who are really in it to be Neved Hashem, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to see how we get the final laugh, that we're going to be victorious. Eini V'Amar Rav Yudom Rav Shteimes Reshos HaVeyom. Wait, does Hashem really wait for Tzchok until that moment? Didn't we learn that Hashem's daily schedule goes as follows? There are 12 hours in the day. Shalosh Harishonos HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Osik B'Torah. First 3 hours of the day, Hashem is Yoshev Osik B'Torah. That's why traditionally in yeshivas, now they're cutting back a little bit, traditionally in most yeshivas, it starts with a 3-hour morning seder. 3 hours straight, Yoshev Osik B'Torah. There's an Indian of 3 hours of Ritzifos. The Grad talks about Rechaim Velazhner, many of the Chassidish Muslim also talk about 3 hours of Ritzifos is a special Madrega, because that's Mahu Afatah. That, 3 hours of Osik B'Torah. Shnios Yoshev Adonis Kol Olam Kulo. Next 3 hours, Hashem judges the entire world. Kivan Sharosh and Eschayev Olam Kliya. But when he sees that with Midas Adin we're going to be wiped out, Omid Mikisei Adin V'Yoshev Al Kisei Rachamim, he moves over to the Kisei Rachamim. Shlishios, the third 3 hours, Yoshev Adonis Kol Olam Kulo Mikarni Reim Mad Beit Zekinim. He supports the entire world. Revios Yoshev Umisachek Im Levyasan Shnemer Levyasan Zayit Sarta Lesachek Bo. So don't you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has schok every single day? So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Im Brios Mesachek V'Al Brios Aveinu Mesachek. With his Brios he's Mesachek every day. Al Brios Av, that's only at the end of the day. Zelo Osa Yom Bilvad. Amar Rav Achal Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Miyom Shechar Beis HaMikdash Gein Schok LaKadosh Baruch Hu Uminolan Deleka Schok. How do I know that there's no more schok after the Chorban HaBayis? So Ilei Mamidich Siv, three possibilities. If it's from the first possibility, Vayikra Hashem Elkim Tzvakos V'Yom Ahu Lebechi L'Misperil Karcha Dilma Yehu Yom Avasulom, maybe that was just one day. The day of the Chorban is Bechi U'Misbeid, but maybe not every day after the Chorban. Ella, second possibility. Maybe that's just saying Hashem doesn't forget, but maybe he also has times of levity. Even when people are very sad about something, they may have moments where they smile and they laugh. No, Ella, third possibility. So that's the possibility that tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu withholds himself from schok. So berivios mayavit. So then, what does Hashem do in the fourth section of the day if he's not mesachik l'mevyasan after the korban abayis? What's he doing? So Yoshev melami tinoka shal beis rabin Torah. He's teaching the tinoka shal beis rabin Torah. Zara Shnemers, Mi Yoradea Ves, Mi Yavin Shmua, Gmuli Cholavatiki Meshadayim, Lemi Yoradea, Lemi Yavin Shmua, who should he teach to? Legmuli Cholavatiki Meshadayim, to those who are weaned off mother's milk, who are Tinoka Shabbos Rabban. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with his time. That's what the Rav Salvechik used to say, that he, when people ask him what he does for a living, he says, I'm a Lamed, that I'm a Melamed. And people say, Gon Olam, Rosh Yeshiva, Rav of Boston, you call yourself a Melamed? He says, it's no embarrassment to be a Melamed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Melamed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoshev Melamed, the Tinoka Shabbos Rabban. That's the greatest level. May Kara Manav Migmer Luhu. So who used to teach the Tinoka Shabbos Rabban before the Chum Rabbis? See, by Yisema Mitatron, that there was a Malach Mitatron, by Yisema Hava HaAvid, where the HaKadosh Baruch Hu did both. He multitasked. O Belayla Mayavid, what does Hashem do at night? Yibay Yisema Mein Yimama, either it mirrors what he does at day. Yibay Yisema Rochev Al Kruv Kal Shalom. He rides one of his malachim, v'shat b'shvana esrei elef alamos, and he goes through 18,000 worlds, shnei marach v'elokim ribosayim, alfei shinan, altikre shinan el she'enon, ribosayim is 20,000, alfei she'enon, 2,000 that aren't, means minus 2,000, so 18,000 worlds, v'yibay seima, yoshev v'shomei shira mipichayu, shnei mar yom v'tzayv ha'shem chaso, b'lai l'shiru imi, that he listens to the shira of the chayos in Shemayim. So that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu, those are the three possibilities of what Hashem does at night. But Hashem, tomorrow we'll start with the different ma'amarim about the value of Talmud Torah with Amar Rabbi Levi.